Karbala Stories, Episode 5.
Among the best of men was a young man in his early 20s. Strong, brave, responsible, and knowledgeable, he talked to his lord while tears rolled down his cheeks. His style reminded others of his father, Imam Ali alayhi salam, who had named him in the memory of his brother, Ja'far al-Tayyar. He was Imam Hussein alayhi salam's very own brother, Ja'far ibn Ali alayhi salam. He had accompanied his Imam all the way from Medina. He could not forget his mother Umm al-Baneen's farewell advice: "My son, don't ever leave Imam Hussein alayhi salam alone. He is the son of the Lady of Paradise, Fatima salamullah alayha. He is your Imam and your leader. You should be ready to sacrifice your life in his defense. I will not forgive you if he is hurt." On the night before the 10th of Muharram, he went to his Imam to check if he was needed. He saw his Imam conversing with his beloved Lord in the last night of his life. He was overcome with emotion. Why should he be killed? He invites them to heaven, while they insist on staying in hell. They are avenging the death of their dear ones who were killed by our father in the battles of Badr and Uhud. Imam Ali alayhi salam pleased Allah by killing the infidels, whereas they want to please Yazid. Ja'far ibn Ali looked at the enemy's camp and wondered, "They have abandoned the progeny of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. How can they call themselves Muslims? They have forgotten what the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, said."
I am leaving among you two weighty things, the Book of Allah and my pure progeny, the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. Surely they will never part with each other until they meet at the pool of Kawthar. If you cling to both of them, you will never go astray.
On the 10th of Muharram, the battle began. Abu al-Fadl Abbas called his brothers, saying,
Brothers, step forward, the time has come. Serve your Imam and earn the pleasure of Allah."
All of Abu al-Fadl Abbas's brothers accepted his call and defended their Imam. Ja'far too went to his Imam and asked for permission. The Imam permitted him with tears in his eyes. He rode into the battlefield and introduced himself.
"I am Ja'far, the honored, the son of Ali alayhi salam. He was generous, kind, and the chosen wali. Ja'far al-Tayyar, my uncle, attests to my nobility. My maternal uncle too symbolizes bravery. I am the defender of Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salam, who is truly blessed by thee, Almighty."
Ja'far ibn Ali fought bravely and killed many of the enemy soldiers. Hani bin Sabit eventually succeeded in killing him. Ja'far made sure that his Imam did not get hurt as long as he lived. Eternal bliss awaited him in the hereafter. And so Ja'far ibn Ali sacrificed his life for his Imam and Islam.